killers, murderers, decoding the crime verse.
911, what's your emergency?
Welcome to Decoding the Crime Verse. I'm Nolzi Lee.
And I am Danny.
And this week,
what is your problem now?
You know, like, I did tell you guys that we were going to stop letting Danny choose the topics. Nope. I did. And, like, I haven't followed through on that. I haven't.
Nope.
And now you guys need to prepare to be disgusted. If you're eating something, please.
It's variety.
Throw it away because you won't even want to eat it later. If you're drinking anything, please spill it.
This is revenge for last week's topic.
You liked it.
No, at the end I did like it, but I felt I needed to just, you know what, leave me alone.
How can you revenge for something you like?
You have your topics, I have my topics.
Then we have together topics. Disgusting.
No, they're not. They're interesting.
I want to remind you guys of a show we did. I'm gagging already.
Our third show.
The third show we did. Go listen to it. I was about to say Jeffrey Epstein. It was Edward Gein. And he used to skin people so he could make a suit for himself. Anyway.
Yeah, well, you learned a lot from that one. So
we learned that we shouldn't let you pick topics, but you're still picking topics.
Well, for many centuries, London was a dangerous place and it was a magnet for the worst kind. Today, we are diving back into the gruesome stories of London's dark side. Guys, I'm obsessed with London at the moment.
Yeah, but like, can we just speak about London? Because the people in London are
crazy.
No shame,
Jack the Ripper. Yo. This man, the lady we did 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a...
What is the government doing to the people?
It's not great, that side. The 1940s were a time of war and conflict, but that did not stop people from committing crimes. Today, we will take a look at John George Hay and his connection to the 6 bodies he destroyed in acid.
How can you kill people while there's a war going on? Like, other people are stressing about possibly being bombed and like stuff like that, and you busy putting people in acid.
You're a psychopath.
I feel like he's the worst that we've done. You know, there's a war happening if you want to add to it.
You're actually right. People are literally dying in the trenches.
Yeah.
And you're here killing people.
And when they started bombing England, more people are dying. It's you adding. You're killing your own people. I swear this guy liked Hitler.
I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. So, John Hay was Sometimes I don't know what comes out of my mouth. John Hay was a dangerous man to know. If you were a friend of his and rich, the chances were you ended up with a bullet in the back of your head and your body dumped into a vat of sulfuric acid.
Hectic.
Sulfuric is the one that smells really gross, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the one that smells like egg. The rotten egg, if I'm mistaken.
Wait. What are you doing with sulfuric acid?
Oh, I learned it at school from chemistry.
That's what they all say.
Whatever. Says the lady who keeps up her gardens to bury her bodies. His theory was if there is no body, there was no crime, and he got away with it 5 times. His crimes fueled a life of luxury, living in an expensive London hotel, driving fast cars, and having his suits made in Savile Row. So I'm assuming he stole his money from the people that he killed.
Yeah.
To his friends and future victims, he was a man of culture and taste, eager to treat you to afternoon tea or an evening drink in his hotel and maybe take you up the road to a concert at the Royal Albert Hall until he knew you well enough to talk about your finances, the properties you owned, and where he'd find your savings. He'd tell you about his strict Plymouth Brethren upbringing in Yorkshire, where his parents built a 7-foot fence around his house and wouldn't let him bring any school friends back in case he was contaminated by the outside world. He was always a little vague about how he made his money, and the explanation that he gave was that he was a civil engineer and inventor, and that basically seemed convincing enough. He even had a small workshop down in Crawley where if he really liked you, he would take you to discuss business deals. But once the door was closed behind you, things were far from friendly.
Hectic.
So yeah, he must have stolen his money from his victims.
Yeah.
But then I'm thinking, if he was already rich, do you think that there were then more people than the six?
I think so.
Do you get what I'm saying?
I feel like we never really know how many people our serial killers have killed.
Yeah.
They the only people, unless they don't keep track, they're the only people that would know their body count.
That is true. There was the fate of his sixth and last victim, and she was a kindly, talented lady who was also a resident in the hotel where he was living.
I'm sure she liked him. Imagine liking a guy, then he throws you an acid.
Her name was Mrs. Olive Durand Deacon, and she was a widow of a war hero and had been an active suffragette in her day, even spending a night in the cells after throwing a brick through a window. So she was one of your little passionate feminist freedom fighter persons.
Yeah.
But now she was a respectable lady in her late 60s and rich.
Sure.
She was delighted to hear that nice Mr. Hay, who sat on the table opposite her in the hotel, was an inventor.
Hmm.
She had a scheme herself to produce a patent artificial fingernails. Oh, is this where our
nails came from? No, she died before she could.
Yeah, but look, she had the idea.
Yeah, but she died before she could paint and do it.
But she had the idea, guys. This is where all you y'all who put on fake nails, thank Mrs. Olive Deacon.
Sorry, Mrs. Olive. The idea was nice.
Well, we all use it now, and it's nearly 100 years later.
Wait, how do they know that?
I'm thinking, if she was rich, she probably had this idea and it was in development while she got killed.
Yeah.
So technically she would still then be responsible for it. So all the ladies out there with your nails painted.
There we go.
There we go. You learned something. Where have I been? I went to past someone's house in Europe, and they were the person who created mascara.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember where it was. It was either Germany, Prague, or Poland. It was one of the two. One of the three. I don't know which one, but she invented mascara. So again, ladies, we have her to thank. So we are in 1949. Okay, wait, this is actually after the war. Because the war ended in 45.
It still doesn't matter. People died.
So it was the post-war period when women wanted a bit of glamour. Mr. Hay liked the idea and suggested she come down to his workshop to look at a few blueprints he knocked up for the project. Listen, I've learned anything from the show, if you're ever going somewhere, please take a friend.
Or, like, don't go to someone's dodgy workshop. Meet in a public
place.
No,
I agree. If you're discussing plans, please do it at a restaurant with our witnesses. Okay. And that was the last time anyone ever saw of her. When Mrs. Durand Deacon appeared to have vanished off the face of the earth, her friends and family were desperate. It was John Hay who took her best friend to the police station to report the matter.
This man.
I love people like this. You know what? It's one thing to commit a crime, but when you are literally like, listen, we don't know where she is. Like, she's literally talking to the police.
Okay.
It takes
my
guts.
My jaw dropped because she likes this man. And I'm shocked that he's busy going to the police station with a friend and comforting her probably as she's crying.
Mm.
And he knows
it
she's an
It takes guts to do that. It takes confidence.
All I'm saying is she knows what sulfuric acid smells like.
I did chemistry in high school. Please leave me alone.
Me too. I don't know what sulfuric acid
did you
smells
not,
like.
Did you not do?
I will not say whether I did or did not. But the point of
did
the matter is,
did you not do experiments with sulfuric acids?
We did experiments. I don't know what we did though.
I know
we did use potassium.
But here's another thing with him. So it's one thing for serial killers to kill people of fame and fortune, because he's killed people who have money, which means people notice when they go missing.
Yeah.
It's a very different thing when serial killers kill like prostitutes like Jack the Ripper or homeless people who end up then a lot of people don't even realize they're missing.
Yeah.
So I mean, this is it's a bold step for him as well to be killing people of such high profile.
Well, I guess his motive for killing them was
money.
So.
But the lady police sergeant, go you, Mrs. I don't know your name, became suspicious of Hayes' jaunty manner, and the investigation showed he'd sold off Mrs. Deacon's jewelry in the first few days and even had her fur coat cleaned. When they came to search through the rubble in the yard outside of Hayes' workshop, an observant pathologist spotted what he recognized as a couple of human gallstones, and then more recognizable was a set of false teeth.
Why did that dissolve?
I don't actually know.
That's weird. And the gallstones wouldn't go as well.
I don't think it dissolves everything.
Yeah.
That's actually quite strange. But that was what was all that was left of Mrs. Deacon.
That is so hectic. That's not a nice way to go out.
Your gallstones and false teeth. Inside the workshop, police found a large metal drum and beside it several containers of acid, a wartime revolver and gloves, and an apron splattered with the acid. Hay confessed to the murder and to five others over the years, always shooting his victims first, using the revolver he'd stolen from one of his victims, and then disposing of them in the metal drum filled with acid. After a couple of days, the resulting sludge would be poured down the drain or out into the workshop yard. I really want to, I don't even want to know how many people have actually, no, but here's my thing. How many people have actually been disposed of this way that we don't know of? Now that I think about it, that's a bit gross.
But then if he says, if it says the remainder of the stuff would be spilled out, means it didn't dissolve everything.
Yeah, well, I mean, if he dissolved, there's still like sludge.
So, Dania! That's so disgusting. I just ate yogurt.
Yogurt is disgusting.
Yogurt is not disgusting.
I hate yogurt. Yeah. He said in the case of Mrs. Duran Deacon, he'd even had time for a cup of tea and a fried egg on toast at the local cafe before shooting her and starting the acid bath treatment. Then Hay made a further confession as if what he'd already said wasn't bad enough. He said his main motive was for the murders was his urge to drink the victim's blood.
What?
He cut a nick in their neck and filled a glass or two with their blood to quench his thirst. A knife was...
Okay. Was he killing for the money then? Or was there something
I think that's
more
a
sinister?
Bonus. You know what? I feel like a lot of serial killers have... messed up things.
Yeah.
I feel like the money was the bonus. I feel this was more the whole sadistic behind it. You get what I'm saying? Oof. Because let's say you're killing for the money. Not getting them then be like, oh, maybe let me drink his blood. Do you
like
get
a
what
whole
I'm
glass.
Saying?
Let me pour myself a glass of blood.
Do you
blood.
See what I'm saying? If I'm killing for the money, I'm killing for the money. I'm not then being like, oh, maybe I should drink blood. No. Yeah. But if I'm drinking blood, I'll be like, okay, the money is now added bonus. Yeah. Do you get what
Plus,
I'm saying?
Plus, he needed to make a living somehow, because
exactly.
I'm sure he spent most of his time.
I actually can't. That's disgusting. To be fair, when I chose this topic, I didn't know about the blood drinking.
Sorry. You read the topic. You knew what was happening in this video.
I watched the video for our research and I was like, okay. So a knife was found in the glove pocket of an expensive Elvis car sitting outside his hotel. But this vampire story, this now was the thing. Some believed he didn't actually drink the blood. He just used the story to make him sound like a madman and then escape the gallows and rather be sent to a mental hospital. So... there actually now isn't any, there wasn't any evidence that he actually drank the blood. It was more of escape. A lot of people say it was a scapegoat to avoid being hung.
Hectic.
Yeah. This was a task for the jury to decide. At his trial, it only took them half an hour to reject the insanity plea and dispatch him to a commended cell in Wadsworth Prison. Hay's last few days were spent making sure he went down in history as a vampire who perfected a way of finding his victim and using his forgery skills to put their money into his own bank account. So that's how he did it. He forged signatures. He'd have his barber come to the prison to cut his hair, only stopped receiving visitors when he had to start wearing wearing prison clothes. He welcomed Madame Tussaud into his cell one afternoon before his execution, and they took an exacting 3 hours making a life mask for a wax model they put up the day after his death, even wearing the clothes specifically chosen and donated by Hay himself. I'm going to Madame Tussaud. I'm going to see if his wax sculpture is there. I'll send you a picture.
I don't want to see it. Like, that's a lost person's...
I'm so excited about that. Yeah. Like, you see all those wax sculptures.
And they look real, hey?
Yeah. And then, like, they've got, like, all the medieval things.
That's cool.
I'm so excited. This is, guys, this is the reason I'm choosing lots of London topics. It's just me getting keen
yes,
to go there.
Yes. But if the only place she's not allowed to go is obviously the Diana Memorial.
I will be there. Yeah. I don't have a choice. My father says I have to go. So
I should haunt you.
What?
Yeah.
It's fine. I'll go to Madame Tussauds. If I find this guy, I will tell you.
Yeah, please take a video.
I'll take a video.
Yeah.
I just must not forget. I must make a mental note. Otherwise, I'm going to get there and completely have forgotten. Meticulous in his eye for detail to the last, he asked the prison governor if he might meet the hangman to check he got his weight right. As he explained, his sprightly walk suggested a man of less weight that he was, and he should be taken into account when calculating the drop in the gallows.
This man is like, why is he making demands is my number one question.
I don't understand why they're fulfilling the demand.
Exactly. And then my number two is, why do you want to make sure that the person is going to hang you? This man is not okay. He actually wasn't okay.
No. But we knew this from... He was killing people and putting them in acid.
Yeah.
That's the clue, number one, that he's not fine.
No, for me it was the blood and then the asking to make sure his weight is correct. That's crazy.
The governor assured him that Mr. You can say that
Pierpoint.
Name, that one, was who was a notorious and experienced executioner, would make provision for this without having to meet him. John Hay remained in the public eye in a spectacle exhibition in the Museum of London, where a collection of grisly relics were open to the public view for the New Scotland Yard's infamous Black Museum. Ooh.
Why would they, like, why was all of this stuff being made for him?
I don't understand. I want to Google this quickly, this Black Museum. I think...
While you googling
Black
the
museum.
Gloves and apron that he used to protect himself from the burns from the acid are now on show. Who cares?
I'd go look at that.
Together with Mrs. Duran Deacon's gold stones and her dentures and the revolver. What? The lady's gold stones.
Cool. It's in Scotland, London. Yeah. It's the crime museum.
Cool. You have to go.
I'm going.
Yes.
Yes.
Great.
I'll film it.
Thank you.
For you.
Perfect.
Yes.
And we'll send it out on YouTube for you guys somewhere in
That's
January.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was a crime museum.
That is cool.
Okay.
The fact that you're going to see your gallstones, though, don't
That's
film
quite
that.
Disgusting.
That is gross.
I won't film that part.
Ugh.
But, what? Oh, I'm excited now. Perhaps one of the sadistic... Oh, not sadistic, saddest. I don't know how I got sadistic. saddest casualties in all of this was Hay's young, attractive girlfriend, Barbara Steffens, who stuck by him for 5 years, fully intending to marry...
Sorry, after or before they found out he's a criminal?
No, sorry. This is like Hitler's girlfriend there, nicely.
Did she know he was committing crimes?
She stuck by him in the prison.
What do you want to marry there, man? What would they talk about?
Yeah, here's a question.
With a guy like this, what do you talk about?
So what acid did you use? Okay, here's my thing. You're going out with someone.
Mm.
This I'm asking you now. I want your honest yes. opinion. You're going out with someone.
Yes.
And then you've been with him for like 3 years.
Mm.
And you find out they've been killing people on the side.
Mm.
What do you do?
I leave them.
But the Bible says till death do us part.
Oh, we married.
Mm.
We married, hey? Mm. Are we married?
Yeah.
I'd tell them to go cheat on me so they get divorced. Okay, I'd have to kill them.
So you're killing them?
Yeah.
But then you also...
I'm not going to spend the rest of my life with you.
Why don't you just start killing together?
Okay, Okay, guys.
I'm kidding. She knows what the smell of sulfuric acid is.
She's making these calls. No, I'm scared. I'm being serious.
I'm being deadly serious. If that happened, what would you do?
If we married?
Yeah.
No, I'd have to get a divorce. No, I'd hand them into the authorities.
So you'd hand them into the authorities, but you stay married to them?
I have to. I can't divorce them. Bible doesn't say.
Sure.
I just pray they get saved.
Sure. Deep stuff. You heard it here, guys. I don't know. I'll probably do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because what? You can't.
Good riddance to bad rubbish. And then you just pray they die in jail. I'm joking.
Okay, what if it was like more of a petty crime? So like not what? Murder. So grand larceny.
It's still a crime. I'm handing you in.
Okay, and if he... Okay, just like theft? Like from the...
But I'm sure there's a reason why the court allows that. If you guys are married, you're not allowed to be forced to testify against them.
Yeah, and you get conjugal visits.
Yeah, I'll come visit you in prison with my Bible. And we'll discuss where you went wrong and why this is a crime.
I'll bring you a rosary.
Exactly.
Not that I even follow the rosary.
I promise you, I'm going to get holy water. I'm going to bring oil for the anointing. I'm bringing...
communion.
Everything. It's a brunch. Yeah, but from prison. You're not staying in my house.
Because, yeah, the conjugal visits is when then they have... You get, like, time in a room alone with your husband.
Yeah. We don't need that time. We just need time across the glass where I slip him the Bible and I say, read it.
Yeah, with the little phones. I've always wanted to.
So, what did Proverbs say? What did it say?
Those little phones. I've always wanted to.
Do we have those in South Africa? Or is it just
the
glass?
I don't even know.
With the holes in it.
Oh, that's so disappointing.
I think that's America.
I want the little phone.
No, I don't think
they do
that
anymore.
I want
to be there and be like.
Or maybe in maximum security.
I have the prison by my house. Let's go.
Yeah.
We'll go visit.
You know, my mom's friend's son is in that prison for murder.
Okay, you see, we can say we're visiting, but we won't actually visit. We'll just...
No.
No, wait, that's a bit scary.
Yeah, but he's in the lower part. He was there.
You know what, prison? I've always wanted... Sorry, guys, we've gone off on a prison tangent. Yeah. I've always wanted to visit Alcatraz.
Yes, Alcatraz, yes.
Oh, my goodness. I'd give anything to visit Alcatraz.
Oh, but
Alcatraz.
I wouldn't go. I wouldn't actually go, but I'd love to. But I wouldn't go.
I'd go and...
The icy cold water. What if you fall? But you're going to die.
You're in a boat.
Sorry, the boat can't save
me. I'd go to Alcatraz and Robben Island.
Yeah, Robben Island.
I think that could be really cool.
I wouldn't
cool.
go to Robben Island as well. But I want to go, but I wouldn't go.
I want to go. If you don't know what Robben Island is, for those who aren't South African, it is the prison where Nelson Mandela spent majority of his prison time.
Don't you still see the stones that they had to break?
I've never been to Robben Island, so I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I still don't know. I just wouldn't go because...
Yeah, I'd go there and I'd go to...
Ice cold water.
I'd go to Alcatraz.
No.
110%. I didn't even remember where we were in this show. Oh, the girlfriend. That's how we got onto this. So... Haim had managed to compartmentalize his life in such a way to such an extent that she had no inkling of the dark side of the man she loved. But that's the sad thing. A lot of the times when you watch like Criminal Minds or you watch true crime, a lot of these serial killers are like family people who have families. And next thing you're like, wait, police are knocking on your door. Ma'am, your husband killed 40 people.
Imagine and all you know him what? As this loving man who sits and smiles.
What do you? I mean, what do
the,
you do
on the couch?
And I mean, I know we just said that we'd let them go to prison and stick by, like, not get divorced. But imagine now the scrutiny you're getting from like the public, from other family members, from friends, being like, how can you stick by this evil?
Wait,
man?
The first thing is, how did you not know? That's the first question I ask. I'm like, you live with him. How did you not know? That's crazy.
But I mean, it is. I mean, think about it. A lot of them have like personality disorders.
Yeah.
So when they're at home with you, it's not the same person who's crawling the streets at night. Do you get what I'm saying? And I mean, you see that with lots of people. Lots of people can be very different around the people that's. You get what I'm saying? She admitted later in life that she had never found out, if she had ever found out, that the chances were he would have probably got rid of her as well. So if she'd found out, he must have really loved her.
Yeah.
John Hay made friends wherever he went. The police liked him, and the chaplain who knelt to pray with him in his cell minutes before his execution spoke affectionately about him.
What was with this man?
What is going on?
What is he charismatic? What's going
it's
on?
Like the, what's that guy we did? The Casanova killer.
Yeah.
His parents still loved him and firmly believed God would forgive him. Even the judge at his trial, Mr. Justice Humphreys. Is his name Justice? Or is it Mr. Justice?
No, it's Mr. Justice. As in Justice.
Justice but I thought, aren't justices judges?
I don't know.
I swear you call it.
But this is his name.
Okay, well, Mr. Humphreys must. So, yeah, so even the judge at his trial must have had a certain curiosity for the man sitting in the dock spending most of his time doing crossword, because a few years later, Mr. Humphreys, in his retirement, decided to become a resident himself at the same hotel of the of John Hay and his last victim.
Suspicious.
I do know that John Hay was then hung and then buried in the prison graveyard.
Mm-mm. It's not a nice way to go out. Sorry.
At least he had a grave. His victims were sludge.
How did the cops like him? I still wonder. But this man, honestly, if you look at his requests, he was very charismatic and
the
probably
charming.
The
fact that he got some.
The fact that he could go, I just want to make sure he's got my weight right. Because, you know, the way I walk makes it seem like I'm heavy. Like, he probably...
You see, my thing is, he doesn't seem like that sadistic, evil man who's killing and drinking blood. Do you get what I'm saying?
That scares
it's
me.
It's very weird. The
than
fact
him
that
just
he
being
can...
Ice
yeah,
because
he can put on this whole face. Mm. You, if you walked past this man in the shop... And you dropped something, he'd probably be the one to pick it up and give it back to you.
Here we go.
Yeah, if you dropped your wallet, man is giving it back to you.
And then he's saying, come to my workshop, let's discuss how much is in your wallet.
That's what I'm like,
oh,
no.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Now I have to be careful of all the people who are nice to me in the store, in the mall, on the roads. Why are you letting me through? What are your intentions?
Okay, here's my thing, though. Can you actually ever trust people... Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
psychos probably don't look like psychos.
That's my thing. That's my thing. Psychos don't look like psychos. They look like ordinary people. You do get the ones who are schizophrenic and all over the place and like completely obsessed with like demonic. You get those ones. But a majority of them, I mean, you know the character Sherlock Holmes?
Yeah.
He's a sociopath.
Yeah.
But I mean, when you look at it, yes, he's a bit odd.
Mm.
But if you saw him walking down the street, you're not being like, that man, it's not like he's got a picture of the devil on his t-shirt.
Yeah.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A lot of these people, and I mean, I feel like, let's take the Zodiac, for example.
Yeah.
That's probably another reason he was never caught, was because he was probably just this friendly neighborhood Sam that everyone's like, oh, there's Sam from down the road.
Yeah.
Next thing,
meanwhile,
Zodiac
Sam is killing your grandma.
Yeah, he's Zodiac killer Gym there.
Markets.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We don't actually know.
Yeah.
And that's what makes... That's why I like doing these type of things, even though Nolene despises me for the gruesome parts of it.
Tisk.
Is that it's actually quite interesting to understand. I mean, like this guy. He's drinking blood, but he's able to charm his way through prison.
Mm. And get the cops to like him.
Exactly. The priest. The chaplain liked him.
Yeah.
What? But no, we putting people in acid.
Hectic.
So,
if God did forgive him, I suppose I will see him in heaven one day and then I'll ask him about it.
Well, I suppose, if he gave his life and repented, then we will see him in heaven. That is actually quite crazy to think about.
That is. Because now I have to be like, Father God, this man was dipping people in acid, this one here.
You know what
I stand next to me.
I mean, the other day I thought, you know, okay, because if you've listened to our show for long enough, you would have heard the... Hitler episode of how Hitler didn't die. If you haven't listened, whoever listened to that. But I mean, if Hitler, let's say Hitler didn't die and he didn't commit suicide and he lived out the rest of his days and he came to know Christ, Hitler's in heaven.
Yeah.
And that's crazy.
That is crazy.
Although I feel like if he really did come to know Christ, he would have turned himself in.
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe, maybe not. But you never know what happens on people's deathbeds.
Yeah.
You don't know what revelations
like
they come
gonna
to.
Meet there. Like, what freaks me out is, like, the people who repent last minute before they die. Because it's like, God, how do we know they'll never go back? Because they haven't lived the straight life now. So how do we know that they're never gonna? Yeah, but I guess God can see people's hearts.
And I mean, he's a God of mercy.
Yeah.
But I mean, that is quite a thing because you don't know what people go through on their deathbeds. Yeah. You don't know what they're going through emotionally, spiritually. Yeah. I mean,
yo, Hitler.
Imagine.
I was about to say, I'll tell you guys after I get to heaven, but I can't.
We'll send a sign. Hitler's here, guys. So despite the gruesomeness, I think he was quite an interesting character. Although I definitely think he was killing, if he was drinking the blood, the money was the bonus.
Yeah.
I don't think he was the other way around.
Yeah. With, like, what we've read at the end of the story, he most probably was drinking the blood. He wasn't lying about that. Because he just seems like it's his personality.
What if
just
he had,
to be straight.
I feel like, what if he had multiple personalities? And one is like this savage, demonic man who's drinking blood and burying people in acid.
Mm.
And the other one is the charming, chaplain-loving mister with a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
I feel like lots of these serial killers probably have that.
Yeah.
Because they, I mean, it is quite something to go back home and pretend you didn't just murder someone.
I don't think they pretend. I think it's just a thing where you switch modes.
But that's my thing. That's like a double personality where they literally, they literally change who they are.
So it's not like he has to lie to you about killing someone. Because for him, it's like, who killed someone?
Exactly.
I didn't kill anyone.
You guys, the mind of a serial killer. What I wouldn't give to know what happens inside their brains.
Yeah.
That is so interesting. I feel like we went on many tangents in
we
this
did.
Show. But it's all for your benefit.
Yep.
But I suppose that is it for this week. We will see you next time.
But from now until next week, no mourners.
No funerals.
At FM, radio has never, ever been better. Haven't you heard? It's the Netflix of radio.